because it's when you have this music, it is people's music. So it's important. You know, people arrive here, they just finish their work. I have seen a friend who is a bit, you know, sad about the time. You know, it's always happening when it's raining. But after an hour of music, you just become relaxed. You feel like at home. It's like a big hug by your grandma. You know, the music is like that, just coming to you, and life is good. No worries, be happy. It's that music, traditional music in Quebec, it's like that.
Marianne Kennedy introduced that edition of World Roots, which was first broadcast last year. The producer was Roger Short. BBC Radio 3, it's 20 past 11, and time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello and welcome. On today's show, an interview with Cuban star pianist Alex Wilson, who releases his ninth album, but his first with an acoustic piano trio. Also on the programme, highlights from a concert set by the Ian Dixon Mike Walker Five, recorded in Southport at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. First up, a trio called Quercus, who explore folk and jazz from British shores. Vocalist June Tabor, saxophonist Ian Ballamy and pianist Hugh Warren. They are Quercus and released their album on the ECM label. This is the opening track with words from Robert Burns and Lassie Lie Near Me.
Long have we parted been, lassie, my dear. Now we are met again, lassie, lying near me, near me, near me, lassie. Near me, near me. lying near me, near me, near me, lies
spacious and gentle sound of Quercus with Lassie Lie Near Me. The voice is that of June Tabor with pianist Hugh Warren and Ian Ballamy on tenor saxophone. Quercus is the name of the album and out on the ECM label, and this unique trio journeys through British traditional folk songs with the words of Shakespeare, Burns and others, with music also from John Dowland, Django Bates and the trio. Trumpeter Derek Watkins was recognized for his Herculean abilities as a lead trumpeter, able to bring his magic to any orchestral or big band setting. Recognizable as the trumpet powering the swinging James Bond soundtrack, his is a sound that resounds in popular culture. Sadly, Derek Watkins lost a lengthy battle with cancer and passed away recently at the age of 68. I had the great privilege of benefiting from his great sound and skill when I first put my own big band together, culminating in several memorable concerts, one of which was the BBC Proms in 1995. Derek played with great urgency and could galvanize a trumpet section to portray beauty, poignancy, and sheer power, and we will all miss him. In tribute, we play a piece recorded with Stan Saltzman's big band. This is The Thrill Is Gone. The Thrill Is Gone, featuring the glorious trumpet of Derek Watkins, who died recently. Taken from the album Birthdays, Birthdays by Stan Saltzman, recorded in 2000 on Village Life Records, and a tribute to the great trumpet playing of Derek Watkins. I'm Julian Joseph. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Alex Wilson is a pianist who over the last 15 years has established himself as a musician passionate about the Latin music styles of Cuba and Puerto Rico. Jazz Lineup caught up with him recently, and we'll hear that interview with Kevin Legendre after we hear a track from the new album. Although it's Wilson's 9th album, this is his first acoustic trio album. This is Fly.
That was a track called Fly by the Alex Wilson Trio from the album Alex Wilson Trio, and I'm delighted to say that Alex joins me. Alex, welcome.
Thank you.
You've recorded 9 albums, and this is your first acoustic piano trio album. So tell me about why it's taken so long.
Yes, good question. I mean, I've been enamoured over the last 15 years of my recording career with big band projects. I don't know, it's just part of the makeup of me as a musician. I love arranging and performing with lots of musicians on stage, all the tone colours and the palette that you can get and the energy. So people who know my music have seen salsa bands, have seen African Latin collaborations.
You've worked with vocalists, yes. Percussionists,
yes.
Horn sections.
Yes.
It has been players. Very rich, hasn't it?
Yeah, yes, all the things. But I suppose, honestly, put hand on heart, this is the first time I've had the courage to record an album with only 3 instruments.
Is it a daunting prospect?
It is, yes, yes. It's exposed, naked.
Nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide, absolutely. And because the supporting musicians on the album are such high level that really they will go as far as you want to go. You know, I like to surround myself with musicians. In the words of Sting, you know, he likes to surround himself with musicians better than him. I try and take that approach as well.
So even though it's your album, it's under your name, you're the leader, you're looking for the challenge as well.
Oh yes, always, in every project I do. And in this project, I tried to encapsulate that journey that I took with the previous 8 albums, traveling to Cuba, New York salsa, Mali-Cuba collaboration, Colombian Latin jazz, and all the vocals and the chora, and try and encapsulate and distill it down to the piano.
Great. Well, we'll talk more about that in a moment, this process of, as you say, capturing sounds and arranging and adapting things for this very, very special format, which is the piano trio. But I want to ask you firstly, because we started with Fly, which is a great song by a great musician, one of my favourite musicians, Steve Winwood, who we know from Traffic, from Spencer Davis, from his solo records. Great voice, great writer as well. What attracts you to a song in the first place? What makes you want to play it yourself?
It's very interesting. I have I like to retain a part of myself that's a music fan, and I like to go to concerts and just forget about analysing the music or analysing a musician's performance. And that track just caught my attention. I thought, okay, well, I'm enjoying it as a fan. Now let's try and play it and let's see where I could take it. And that's how the jazz trio version was born.
Great. Let's make this clear. You've got a couple of different trios, as it were. You've got different musicians playing on this album. Can you introduce them? Tell us who they are.
Yes. For the bulk of the album, we have Frank Tonto on drums, and he's a drummer of great pedigree. His father created the iconic Ossibissa.
Mac Tonto, yes, the trumpeter.
Yes. And he's also very well known on the pop scene and the funk scene and the jazz scene. Very versatile musician. I need that type of musician to come with me on the journey. And I said push me as well. And then we have Davide Mantovani on bass, and he is a person of great experience with Seco Keita, all the salsa bands in town, a lot of jazz bands.
You've worked with him before.
A lot, yes. In fact, I cut my teeth with him in the Jazz Bistro Club back in the 90s.
What a great name, Jazz Bistro.
It was fantastic.
Where things were cooking, no doubt.
It was cooking so much it was closed down by the police. But I had a Latin night there every Thursday, and he was the resident bass player. I mean, that was right at the beginning of my career 20 years ago. So he's come on with the journey. And then also another drummer called Tristan Banks, who did some of the live sessions. Very well schooled in Brazilian and Afro-Cuban music. And that was the fourth musician on the album.
Great. So because listening to the album, I got the sense that it was a kind of audio travelogue, that it seemed to be you charting your journey, going around the world, these different places, playing gigs, because different tracks were recorded at different venues. I mean, you've got some studio tracks, but you've also got some live tracks as well that were recorded around the world. So we do get a sense of you in transit.
Well, that's good that the message has come across. I mean, also on a more ethereal level, my journey through, I don't know, it's been about like over 50 countries I've played in now, and all the different artists that I've been fortunate to work with. I wanted some of that to come into the album. For example, for the last 2 years, I've been working with Rodrigo and Gabriella, these guitarists, and just seeing the world of rock, experiencing the world of rock, which is a whole other world, and how they, with two acoustic guitars and no vocals, have achieved so much. And just that journey, hopefully, is all told within this album. So if a little bit of that's come across to you, then fantastic.
Well, talking of journeys and talking of, I suppose, very, very important events that are referenced on the album, there is the piece Arab Spring, written by Davide Mantovani, which we shall talk about in a moment. But I think it's definitely time to hear it right now. So this is the Alex Wilson Trio with Arab Spring. Thank you. a thought-provoking track to say the least, Arab Spring by the Alex Wilson Trio, featuring Davide Montevani on double bass, who actually composed the tune, and Frank Tonto on drums. How important, Alex, do you think is it for jazz musicians, or for any musicians, to address very, very important events like the Arab Spring?
It's interesting because we've got people's attention as musicians, and with that comes a certain responsibility. And each musician can decide what to do with that attention and responsibility, I guess. I didn't mean to be overly political in including this on the album. The reason it's called Arab Spring is because Davide came to me with this theme, and it was inspired by Moroccan Gnawa. And, of course, the Arab Spring started in Rabat in Morocco. And we were searching for a title for it, so the song came before the title. And we were listening, and it had these waves. And once we decided it had these waves, we tried to accentuate these waves of ebbs and flows of calmness and at times havoc. And it just seemed to us, when we found the tune, and it was a couple of years ago now, because it's been in development and all the Arab Spring was kicking off, that it was appropriate because, number one, we wanted to give an appropriateness to the song, but also to, yes, to mark the era that we're in and that this album was produced in. And it's a very important movement, the Arab Spring.
You have roots in Sierra Leone and you've lived in Sierra Leone as well as other countries in Europe. I mean, tell me a bit more about your identity, as it were.
I was born in Belper in Derbyshire. And my grandfather was a Sierra Leonean. He was the Minister of Education in Sierra Leone, Barthas Wilson. And as soon as I was born, I went to live in Sierra Leone. And my father was his official son for a year until he died. My grandfather died. So the first year of my life was spent in Sierra Leone. Then we came back to England for 9 years. Then my father got a job in the United Nations. So we lived in Austria and Switzerland. And I also studied for a year in California, my engineering degree, electronic engineering.
So you really are a global citizen.
I guess so, yes. Not stopped travelling now.
How has that affected the music?
I think that's one of the reasons why I like to surround myself with loads of international people and international sounds.
Is that kind of an extension of your family and your background?
It could be. And I mean, I went to school with loads of different people from loads of different nationalities, 40 different nationalities, I think, and picked up different languages. So hopefully that comes into the music as well.
I think it certainly does. We're going to finish with a piece which really, really struck me on the album. I think it's a beautiful song, and I heard another version of it before. It's kind of like a Malian standard, isn't it? Remercier les travailleurs, which translates from the French into English as thank the workers,
yes.
Give thanks to the workers. Tell me about your relationship with this song, Alex.
It was the first song from the Manding tradition that I learned. And I met in 2004 Madou Sidiki Diabate, a kora player and a griot, while on tour with the Asian Music Circuit.
The griot being one of the great praise singers from the whole West African tradition, who I think they're originally court musicians and...
And ordained to play that instrument.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And fabulous exponents of oral culture as well, because they, as far as I know, they have thousands of songs, or hundreds of songs at least, that they just remember and nothing's written down.
I know, it's amazing. And he taught me this song, so I feel very honoured. And it stuck in my mind, and we went to the studio and recorded it, and then we released that version on Mali Latino album, so that was a African-Latin collaboration. And I thought, let's revisit it again in the jazz trio format.
Great. Well, it's such a beautiful piece of music. I think it's definitely time to hear it. But before we do, Alex Wilson, thank you very much for being my guest. It's been a real pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine.
This is Remercier les travailleurs by the Alex Wilson Trio from the album Alex Wilson Trio.
Thank you.
Alex Wilson and Remercier les Travailleurs from his new CD called Trio. Alex Wilson was speaking with Kevin Legendre, and listen out for a concert set from Alex recorded by jazz lineup at the Steinway Piano Festival at the Pizza Express Jazz Club, which will be broadcast over the coming weeks. And jazz lineup will be out and about across the UK recording concerts and festivals over the coming months. We'll be at the Derry Jazz Festival, we'll be in Cardiff, and this month on April the 20th at King's Place in London, recording BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues and her band. For more details of that and other concerts, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage. I'm Julian Joseph, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90-93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. Our concert set this week is from part two of the Ian Dixon Mike Walker 5, recorded by Jazz Lineup at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. Dixon teaches at the famed Manchester Music School Cheetham's, and with Walker runs the Music Place Summer School. Having played with a multitude of international artists, they are both kingpins of the music scene in the north of England, and so a natural choice for Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. Just over a month ago, we broadcast highlights from their first set, and I'm pleased to bring you gems from their second set, recorded at the Windsor Suite of the Royal Clifton Hotel on Sunday the 3rd of February. The band is Ian Dixon on tenor and clarinet, Mike Walker on guitar, Les Chisnell on piano, Gary Coulshaw on the bass, and Caroline Bowden on the drums. And they start the set with a Steve Swallow composition called Falling Grace. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stompin' at the Savoy, ending tonight's highlights of a concert set by the Ian Dixon Mike Walker Five. And for all the titles played tonight, check out the Jazz Lineup playlist via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost it for tonight, but remember, plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson tomorrow night at 11 with Jazz on 3. He has Hello Skinny in an exclusive session featuring Steve Beresford. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, a duo piano set featuring Jason Rebello and David Newton. And I'll be previewing an exhibition about to open at the Royal Academy of Music in London, celebrating trumpet master and composer Kenny Wheeler. From me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Nicola Christie, kicking off your morning's entertainment with an extraordinary group of players, the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, and an extraordinary concert they gave at the Proms in 2012 under the baton of Daniel Barenboim. We'll hear Beethoven's Third and Fourth Symphonies. Their residency was a first for a visiting orchestra in the Proms' 118-year history,